Question was asked, what is a heter iska? So we have a prohibition to take interest from a fellow Jew. We have a prohibition to pay interest to a fellow Jew. So there was a contract which was developed that goes as follows. We'll tackle it from a bird's eye view. We won't go into details. But the basic idea is, let's take two people, okay? Let's say Uriel wants to invest in Alex's business, right? So Alex needs $1 million. Uriel wants to invest $1 million. Uriel isn't going to be an active partner. So one way Uriel could do it is Uriel says, okay, I want you to pay me $50,000 a year for the loan of $1 million. Okay, give me $1 million. You'll give me $50,000. What percentage is that? 5%. What?
The original.
Yeah, okay. So... Mm-hmm. He says, that's biblically prohibited, right? A Jew cannot lend another Jew with collecting interest. He can't pay, he can't collect. So that's one way. But let's say Uriel says to Alex, what do you anticipate your profits are going to be this year? Alex says, I anticipate I'll make $250,000. You'll give me $1 million, I'll be able to develop the business, I'll make $250,000. So Uriel says to Alex, okay, I'm going to be your partner, and out of that $250,000, I would like to get $50,000. So I'm not collecting interest, even though technically I am getting money for my money, but I'm not collecting interest because what I'm saying is we're going to make a partnership whereby I collect from what your profit is a certain percentage. Now, where does that become problematic? Because Uriel is going to say, how do I guarantee my principal? If we're partners, so then what happens if he doesn't make $250,000? What happens if he loses $250,000? That's where the heter iska becomes complicated. To set it up in a way which it's really a partnership, yet Uriel doesn't want to risk his principal. And Uriel wants a guaranteed return. Right? So that's where it starts getting complicated. How do I set it up so Uriel will get a guaranteed return and it will still be a percentage of the profits and not a guaranteed interest? So you can understand that the whole idea of heter iska is complicated. And that's why the Shlah writes to his children, what we learned earlier. He says, don't make your profit off of a heter iska. That should not be your business. That should not be the way in which you're making profits to give charity. He says, buy a principal, purchase a house, purchase a storefront, do something that will generate income. But real income, not income that's really through some kind of halachic loophole in which you're collecting interest, but you found the halachic loophole to do it. Now, today, there's a wonderful law in the state of Israel, being that the banks are Jewish and the companies are Jewish. If you don't pay your electric bill, they charge you interest. If you don't pay your water bill, they charge you interest. Your phone bill, they charge you interest. How do they do that? So all of these companies have to have a heter iska. In many banks, you'll see the heter iska on the front window, where you can ask any bank for a copy of their heter iska, and they have to give you a copy, because otherwise, how could they collect or pay out interest? It used to be that Bank Hadar, the bank in the mail, did not give interest on your savings accounts there, and many people went that route because they said they don't want to rely on the heter iska to collect interest. Now, what happens when you want to buy a house? So you have to take out a mortgage. How are you paying the bank interest? So we're relying on the heter iska. And in that, there was a big rabbi of the Hasidic sect called Chibin. They come from the city of Chibin. And he said that here in Israel, being that we have to develop the land, it's lechatchila to go with the heter iska for the sake of purchasing a house to take a mortgage. Even though it means that for 15 or 20 years, you're paying back interest, but being that it's done with the heter iska and it's necessary in order for us to move forward the economy and the development of the land, so here he said it's a lechatchila. In the United States, you don't have a problem. The issue arose when the Jew named Safra bought Republic Bank. So then there was a big discussion, how can Jews take loans from Republic Bank? How can they have bank accounts there, collect interest, pay interest, when the prime owner was a Jew? So again, you have heter iska, you have ways of getting around it. Yes?
Well,
Why don't any banks do like that? In the Muslim world, they have some concept where they do no interest banking because it's forbidden by Islam. Why don't Muslim Judaism do that?
I think that if someone starts, it'll have a certain clientele, just like people went to Bank Hador. I don't know if Bank Hador changed their policies when they became privately owned. It used to be that in Bank Hador you had interest-free.